Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Darren. How are you, mate?
I'm okay. So you're going to resign. Well, you already have resigned from the position of CEO of BTAS, but not until February, right?
Yeah, I'm retiring from the role. I won't be moving to anything else. It's a good time for me to retire after 9 years. February marks 9 years in the role, and it's a great position as far as your head of basketball and setting the strategic direction, but it's one of those roles that you don't want to be in too long. I came in with a 5-year plan to make a difference in the sport, and I stayed 9, so I figure it's a great time whilst the sport's in such great shape.
Yeah, well, it is in great shape, and we've got our NBL team due to start their actual season in December. The NBL Blitz is on. By the way, the new MyState Bank Arena, how's that looking?
It looked terrific. I was there yesterday, and it's fantastic. So they've done a terrific job, and that'll showcase high-level basketball. Exciting starting on December 3, and then also the prospect of us having our own WNBL team in 2023, hopefully. So basketball will get fantastic exposure, and it'll just drive the sport further.
Yeah, and good to see the NBL sharing around the games with the Blitz too, with games at Ulverston.
Yeah, that's right. It's that was one of the aspects that we really like about the Blitz and also the Jack Jumpers is that they embrace the whole state. So the games at Ulverston and the games in Launceston, but also the community activation. They're doing some school visits around the state, and we're doing some referee education courses and some coaching clinics with the NBL head coaches. So it's a terrific event for the state.
The various competitions around the state seem to be humming along, particularly in the northwest with the NWBU. It's going great guns.
It is, yeah. The NWBU's always been strong. And then the TJBL, which we set up with the Northern Conference and the Southern Conference, we had great numbers in that. We made some changes, and it looks like it'll have a 15 to 20% growth in participation again this year coming or for 2022. So it's... yeah, we've introduced a lot of competitions over the years. We've increased 400% with our event that we run over the journey. We've increased our staff from 2.5 full-time equivalents to 11.5 now, and add in there the association personnel and the Jack Jumpers staff. So we've now got 30 professional basketball staff driving the sport. So back in 2013, we had three.
The NBL One competition as well, with the Northwest Thunder and the Tornadoes and the Hobart Chargers. Things looking bright for those teams as well.
Yeah, they're all performing really well this season before COVID interrupted the finals or cancelled the finals, but they're all in great shape. They're all doing excellent work, providing a great pathway for our young boys and girls that land at NBL One, which is a second national league. So it's really pleasing that our juniors can come through in Tasmania and play NBL One, and they can play NBL now and maybe WNBL in the future.
Yeah, and before that, they can play in the Tasmania State League, which wrapped up on the weekend in Launceston. How good's the Penguin Basketball Club going? They won both the men's and women's. What a weekend.
They did. They took out the double, which was fantastic. Penguin have always performed really strongly in the State League, and to take the double again was a tremendous achievement, so they'd be really happy with that. But once again, it showcased the strength of the Northwest teams there, with Burnie performing well and Ulverston and Smithton in the league, so it was great.
All right, now on to the new CEO position. So for people interested in putting their hand up, what sort of skills do they need to have?
A variety of skills in different areas. So you need strategic nous, you need financial skills, running a staff team, leading the sport, dealing with the media. I could go on not saying I was great at all those, but I did enjoy and embrace all those skill sets, and I'm really comfortable we've left it at a really high level for the next person to come in with new directions and new energies. We'll open up the process. I'd say we'll have some applications from within Tasmania, and then certainly interstate as well will have strong interest in the role.
Yeah. Now, you've got kids who play basketball locally, so it gives you a bit of extra time to go and watch some kids' basketball.
Well, that's right. That's what I plan to do. I'll venture into the stands and maybe do a bit of coaching. I'll no doubt keep playing a bit as well, but I enjoy being more of a spectator and seeing the sport thrive, which will be nice as well.
Well, overall, I think most people would say that the overall state of basketball with the setup of pathways programs, and now we've got an NBL team and the prospect of a women's NBL team as well, the NBL One set up, highly organised and professionally run. So I think you've left it better than when you got it.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm proud of what we've been able to do, and I've been fortunate. I've had a great team with me, so a great staffing team through the journey, and the board's been really supportive, and the association personnel do a great job through the state. So I'm really comfortable what we've achieved in the 9 years, and it was in financial trouble back in 2013, but now we're strong and healthy with the balance sheet, and we're strong and healthy on court. So I'm really pleased of what we've been able to achieve.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for having me on.
Excellent. Thanks for having me.